Welcome, everyone, and thank you for joining us today on this podcast, or is it in this podcast, of Pulling on Heaven 24/7. That's simply our way at PFC of saying we're praying. We're praying
we're
heaven
believing.
Down. We're believing yeah. God. We're coming together in unity and faith and prayer and prophecy. I have my daughter. Hi, Lene.
Hi, Daddy.
It's good to have you with me today. I always love it when you commit to one of these podcasts. I'm always really excited because you're my daughter and you're amazing and blessed, and you're my daughter and
thanks
and amazing and blessed and my daughter. But we talk a lot about what we want to talk about, or we've talked recently about quite a bit about what we're going to talk about today because it's a really important subject. And it's all about hearing the voice of God and kind of clearing your head, clearing the room, knowing that you're hearing from God and kind of how to get there and some of those areas. But we've talked a lot, and we've talked a lot about knowing what to do. You do a lot of your own videos. You minister to people through your videos. You minister in the church. You've opened many times. You've closed. I mean, God has given you His Word. And I know why He has, because you seek Him, because you read His Word. I mean, numerous times I've walked past your bedroom door, and there you are in the Word, or you're listening to a message or something, maybe something that I've ministered, or you're editing. You're constantly in the Word, and you do a lot of things outside of just having your face buried in the Bible, but you're always in the Word, so the Word's always in you, and that's giving you a lot of volume to share with people, and your videos are amazing. I always listen to them, always love them, and I just think, wow, she's gifted. I always tell you, you're better at that than I am.
Taking little things that you say and trying to condense into a video.
That's very sweet. And thank you, my sweet little daughter. But God's really anointed you in your own right, and you do amazing. And you took to just ministering to people far more quickly than I did. You were just a natural at it. God's anointing, God's call on your life. You do it because you love people, you care for people. And when we talk, you're always asking, what can you do to encourage someone? What can you say? And I never tell you what to say. I mean, you go, you think, you pray, you study, and then you just deliver the Word. And the whole point of what I'm saying is, when you have a heart to be in the Word and you have a heart for people like Jesus did, God gives you. It's like He gives seed to the sower, the Word says. So if you sow seed, He's going to give you seed, and He gives bread to the eater. If you're hungry, and that's what I tell people all the time, just stay hungry for God. You want to know the answer to everything, just stay hungry for God, and He'll be revealed to you. And when He does, and what He says, it'll happen. It's going to be better. And we always say it's going to be better than it's ever been before, but actually we kind of had it all along, and now that we see it, we get to experience it. So what's on your heart today?
Seeing it makes such a big difference, and being in the Word is absolutely everything. You know,
it is, huh?
It really is. You hear that a lot, and you're like, oh, you know, keep God first, stay in the Word. But when you actually make Him your everything, to where He is the biggest desire of your heart, it completely changes you. It fills you with joy and with peace that you didn't know you could have. And it's just incredible. And the fact that I get to talk with you and Mom like I do, you know, you're my pastor and my dad. Not everyone gets to say that. Mm-hmm. But I get to hear you on Sundays, and I get to edit, but I also get to talk with you and Mom at home. And I wanted to actually ask you a question.
Absolutely.
We kind of talked about this a little bit, but we're often in a position, or always in a position, where we need to hear from God and we need to seek Him for wisdom. But sometimes our emotions are a little bit loud. And as we all know, it can be kind of hard to hear from God if we've already decided what we want Him to say. Yeah. So my question for you is, how do we quiet down our own thoughts and our own emotions enough to where we're in a position to where we're quiet enough to hear God?
That's a really great question. And one simple word, honesty. Mm. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be honest before God. So are you seeking God for His will? or are you seeking for his approval on yours?
I remember you saying that, and that was just like, oh my goodness, because we do that so much.
It is, because he said, John, actually I had pulled this up because we were talking about that. John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus says this. This is Jesus speaking. He said, my sheep hear my voice. So he didn't say you can or you might or it's possible. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. This is what Jesus is saying right here, and this is what strikes me so strong. My sheep know my voice. Whether or not they're willing to pay attention to it is another story. When Jesus taught, when he walked on the earth, he taught, and the word says, some had ears and some did not. They could hear his vocabulary. They heard the language he was speaking. They understood his words, but they didn't receive the spirit or the attitude of his word. In other words, his word was spirit and life. And a lot of times people, they're listening for something that is not spirit. It's not life. It's the natural desires, the natural tendencies we have. And you may say, well, what's wrong with that? Well, there's a number of things wrong with it. Number one, we are created for God, for his purpose, for his pleasure, for his will, and not like servants or slaves in the way we would think about it. But we are called to be his children, to walk in his fullness. Mm-hmm. And what God wants to tell us is instruction to get there, mm-hmm. instruction to be there. But again, and I've said this before in one of the podcasts, we have so many great ideas, we think. And
such great ideas, right?
God, if you would do this way, then that's going to tell me that you're with me and that you hear me. God always hears when we call on him. And so how do we quiet the noise of our minds when we want something? And we all have wanted something. We've all hoped at times that there would be a different way. Jesus, he prays one time. He's in the garden, and he says, Father, if it be possible, if there's any other way that this cup can pass from me, meaning going to the cross and going through what he's about to go through, he said, let's do it. If there's any other way, so be it. Nonetheless, now Jesus, the difference with Jesus' prayer and sometimes our prayer is Jesus was sincere. He was being honest. And he said, not my will, but your will be done. Mm-hmm. That's the first step, honesty. Be honest. Are you asking God for his voice? Are you asking him to lead you? Or are you trying to tell the Lord how to do it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so true. Because we get it like nailed into our head. And we have a hard time sometimes training ourselves out of it, of thinking, like you're saying, God, if you just do it this way, and we're so sure that we know best. And then a lot of the time God will say, I'll give you a little taste of what you're asking me for, so you can know that I know so much better than you. And the things that you think you need and that you want to fill you, they won't fill you at all. And something I found, and I grew up in, obviously, in the church, hearing you my whole life, but God gives us all opportunities, and I'm so thankful for it, to, you know, put it into practice for ourselves.
Yeah, he does.
And, you know, when you learn, and I know this is so simple, sometimes we just need to go back to a good old VeggieTales episode, but if you learn, God really is the fullness of all things. And when he's that biggest desire of your heart, then you're in a position to listen to him more clearly, and he can bring you what he actually has for you, what will actually fulfill you. But until he's that everything in you, it can't happen, because you're going to be looking for God in all of these things that can never fill you, would never fill you. And he's saying, I created you. You think you know you more than me? No. And we get so distracted with these things, but just honestly, like you're saying, having a sincere hunger and a heart for him, it changes everything. And something else you said with Ray, I really liked your podcast with Ray. If you have not watched it, go watch. It was awesome. You did two of them.
It was great. He's always so fun, so amazing.
He's awesome.
What a heart. What a guy.
Oh, yeah. You said, sometimes the pain we feel is the wrong we hold on to, which I feel like kind of goes with that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's that desire. You know, we all have a nature that we nurture. And a lot of our nature isn't even our nature. A lot of the things we want isn't really what we sought God for, or what God brought to us, or what we even really desired. A lot of times, our wants and our desires are what we see other people have, other people do, other people doing, the positions they have, or their character, and we lose our design, we lose the simplicity, and yet the profoundness of our specific design.
Yeah.
The word says, like the ear wanting to be a hand, or my thing would be the eye wanting to be a mouth. Each part is significant in its own thing. But if the eye looks at the mouth and doesn't want to be an eye, the word says, if all members are the same, then where is the body?
Yeah.
And the body is diversity. The body is God's incredible design. God didn't just make man. He designed man in such a unique way that we can come together and admonish and encourage each other in our own call. But what happens a lot of times is we see something someone's doing, hear something we like, and it doesn't mean that someone can't be an inspiration, that we don't connect, that we don't have a similar call as someone. But when discouragement comes because we're not at the level or in our minds or in the position of someone else, then that's not your call. Your call isn't to compare yourself with someone else. The word says those comparing themselves with other people is unwise. Don't do that. But it's again being sincere before God, saying, Lord, help me find, help me see, help me know, because God wants to talk to you about it. He wants to show you what he has for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't always just throw it, you know, right in front of you, the full picture. It's almost like we want to see the entire movie from start to finish in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
Now, there's a journey, there's an experience, because there's a relationship there. But when we don't do that, when we mirror our success based on someone else's journey, and someone else's, what someone else is doing, to the point that we become discouraged because we're not there, then we end up holding on to our pain. The pain we have is what we're holding on to that we want, and God's saying, no, that's not what you really want. It's not what I, you did it with Moses. God could have said to Moses, I'll give you a fluent tongue, but he didn't. God said, yeah, I'm going to give you a shepherd's staff, and I want you to trust in that. Yeah. God has given you. That's why Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. You can hear his voice. You quiet the voices and you free yourself of the pain when you become sincere and you do what you're anointed to do. And this is what we're anointed to do. We're anointed to trust the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We're anointed to love him with all our hearts. We're anointed to seek him, to serve him, to praise him, to love him. That's a lot of anointing. We can do that. One of the best ways to facilitate your ability to be able to hear from God is to speak the word of the Lord, a scripture, something encouraging to someone else.
Yeah.
When you pull away from you, when you stop praying about you or thinking about what you want God to do, but you do, as the word says, pray one for another, mm-hmm, so you'll be healed.
Yeah.
Esteem, elevate, encourage someone even beyond yourself. See someone beyond your position and encourage and pray for them in that way. What it does is it breaks the pattern of concern for yourselves, that overwhelming sense of concern. I'm too young, I'm too old, I'm too poor, I'm too bad, I'm too far away, I've spent too much time doing the wrong thing. When to simply get your mind off of you is like dying to yourself. Paul said, I do it every day. And what did Paul do every day? Well, he sought the Lord, he declared the word of God, he listened to the voice of God, and he took it to someone else.
Yeah.
If we seek to hear God to encourage others, that fear of what's not happening in your life goes away, and you actually end up kind of navigating yourself into the understanding of, wait a minute, I think I'm walking in my anointing.
Yeah.
I'm encouraging people. That felt pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just spoke life to someone. That felt really good.
Yeah.
You know, I just prayed for someone and I didn't bring my name up or my need one time.
Sure.
It quiets the voices.
That's so good.
Because it keeps you from worrying about you.
Because we're not meant to think about ourselves like that.
Exactly.
Like you've always talked about, you know, we weren't created to worry about ourselves, to think about ourselves. And I also like something you said in one of the other podcasts, when you come to God, you don't come to him in the name of everything you've done wrong and in all your shortcomings, but you come to him in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And the difference that that makes. And I love that that has nothing to do with who we are, and it only has to do with who he is in us and our surrender to him. And one of my other questions was, because we all go through trials, we all go through hard times, how can you know if a trial is a trial or is it from God, and is there a difference?
How do you know if a trial is a trial? Well, a trial is a trying of your faith, and a blessing is a trying of your faith.
Yeah.
And a trial and a blessing, or a trial and the leadership of the Lord, are one and the same. The Lord is my shepherd. I do this all the time. Use the scripture. I shall not want. Didn't say you wouldn't walk through the valley of the shadow of death. He didn't say there wouldn't be enemies before you. But he said, in the valley of the shadow of death, I won't fear any evil. So is going through the valley of the shadow of death, is that a trial? It is a trial. But what is a trial? James says, count it all joy. Because a trial is really bringing you to a position of being steadfast, the ability to remain firm and confident in who Christ in you is.
Yeah.
So it's a blessing. So, you know, we can think of trials like, man, I'm going through a hard time right now. This is just challenging. Well, the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. But it doesn't say the blessing of the Lord doesn't challenge you to go beyond sorrow.
Yeah.
And the key is that the joy of any moment in your life is looking for the treasure in that journey. Mm-hmm. God, there's something here. I mean, think about it. When you're experiencing something and you're afraid, and you just begin to worship or you begin to minister to someone, what are you doing? You're literally finding the strength of God in you to overcome the fear. That just made you victorious over something that was weakening you and making you afraid. Or if this ever happened to me, what would I do? That would be so horrible. Yeah. And, you know, people have said, I've called on God, I asked God to bless me, and it just seemed like everything, including the kitchen sink, was thrown at me. No. What God's really doing is what he said. He said, to whom much is given, much is required. We ask God for a lot. And when he presents us with the faith that it takes to walk in a lot, and that's what James really is. James is really, when it says, count it all joy when you fall into the different trials of your faith. What he's saying is, count it all joy when God is showing you your future.
Yeah.
And so is a trial and God leading you one in the same? Yeah.
Yeah. Because he leads us through these things also to prepare us for something bigger. And I know we can go through things like this, or like this right now is wonderful. It's always wonderful. But we can go through trials and stuff. And oftentimes, which sounds crazy in the moment, when you're on the other side of it, you'll say, thank you, God, that that happened.
Yeah.
That brought me closer to you. That taught me something that I didn't know before. And I feel like that's the whole reason, right?
Yeah. Trials call out your weakness so you can be strong.
Yeah.
You know, trials call out your, it's like taking all the stop signs out of your life and giving you a green light. Because what the trials, you know, we misread that too. It's literally the trying or the opportunity to see the strength of your faith manifest and how powerful you can remain in any situation so you're not afraid of anything. That's what that scripture is really saying. That's what it says to me. I'm showing you how powerful you are in me, how powerful I am in you, and that nothing by any means can hurt you. God's saying, I'm showing you that you can stand in the most challenging of situations, and to you, it's like a walk in the park when I trust in the Lord. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not afraid of evil. How powerful does that feel? I mean, when you're not afraid, when you lose your fear of evil, you become empowered and enlightened to the presence and the strength of God in you. I've said this many times. I know the devil exists. I know he's a liar and all those things, but I don't believe liars. So who cares what he says? And I'll say this all the time. I stopped believing in the devil a long time ago. Doesn't mean I don't believe he exists. I don't believe in his ability to affect, impact, or change my life. Only God will lead me. Only the Lord will lead me. Only the Lord is my shepherd. And when you do that, all those voices quiet down. And a trial turns into something else. It turns into what James is talking about. And I see James literally saying in this, count it joy. Get excited when your faith is tried because God's showing you your future and what is required to be there. And he's calling on it now. And if he calls on it, he's going to empower you in it. This is a sure thing. That's what James is saying. It's a sure thing. Your future is assured to you. Your future is confirmed in God. You can stand. You will stand. This is where you're going. This is what you're doing. This is what God's doing. He's showing you how powerful in you he is. That gives you peace in your mind. Anxiety starts to leave you, doubt, that sense of uncertainty, that fear of loss or never achieving, it goes away because now you're successful in what you're doing. You're hearing the voice of God. How do I know I'm hearing the voice of God? Open the Word, find a scripture, and give it to somebody.
Yeah.
Open the Word, find a scripture, and declare it in to the heavens of God.
Yeah.
You know, if you think about where to come from, go outside and listen and look at God's creation and just thank him for it, okay? You're in the presence of the Lord. The Word says, the heavens declare his glory and the world, the earth, his handiwork. You want to hear his voice? Declare what he's made. Say something God has said. You're hearing his voice. And if you put that into practice and you begin to share it with someone, you do a video, share it with a neighbor, a loved one, family member, a friend, you're hearing God's voice. And not only are you hearing it, but you're sharing it. When you do that, fear fades. Fear runs from you. It's just like resist evil and evil will flee from you. It'll run away from you. How do you resist it? By submitting to God. How do you submit to God? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he'll direct your thoughts. He will direct your path.
Wow. That's so good. I love that. So simple yet so powerful and something that we just need to go back to all the time. Just remember who Christ is. And when we know our identity in Christ, like you're saying, it doesn't matter what the devil would do. I heard you say once, oh, the devil's gonna, I don't care what he does. Why do we care? It's like somebody coming up to me and telling me, you're 6'3". No, I'm not.
Exactly.
You know? Like, if you know it's not what God would say about you, you know it's not truth. Why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
Just let it roll off because we know our identity in Christ. We know who he is in us, and that is so much greater than anything we could ever come up against.
Yeah, and the same if someone says something to you. That's so
absolutely
good. If someone says something that's not nice. Someone says something ugly, mean, hateful.
We know nothing about that with being a church and having social media.
No, not too much. You have to realize my identity isn't in someone else's perspective. Their jealousy, their envy, their anger, their hurt, you know, they're lashing out, you know, whatever is going on in their lives. It's the same thing. My sheep know my voice. I know what God said about me. Mm-hmm. And if you feel like you don't know his voice, his word is right before you. The word literally says, your word is in my mouth. Your word is nigh me, close to me, even in my mouth. We know how to say, God, I praise you. I love you and I thank you. You're everything and all things. And what you say about me is what is true about me.
Yeah.
You're hearing his voice, but you're doing more than hearing it. You're declaring it.
Yes.
And that's how you shut the noise down in your mind. You know, all those voices, that noise that your head just whirling thoughts of doubt. And some people say, well, the devil's talking to me in the spirit, you know, it's us demons talking to me. Well, there's no difference in a devil or a demon talking to you than your own mind doubting God and talking to you.
Yeah.
The word says to be carnally minded is death.
Mm-hmm.
But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. It says the carnal mind is not subject to God. As a matter of fact, it's an aggressor against God. It poses itself as an enemy against God. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded, how so? The Lord is my shepherd. God, you're with me. You lead me. You guide me. You love me and I love you. You first loved me. You first called me. You're hearing the voice of God and you're speaking the voice of God. Clears the voices away. gives you clarity and certainty. And then before you know it, you're speaking on behalf of the word of the Lord. You can hear God speaking. You know, we listen for God to speak to us, but if we'd listen for him to speak through us, that's a great advantage. That makes it all better. And just, again, simply, you know, keep your heart and your head in what God has called you to do, and don't be distracted by the noise that's going on around you, and he will keep you in perfect peace.
Yes, absolutely. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you, Lene. Always so wonderful to have you, and keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing the word of the Lord in your videos. And I've noted, too, I remember when you first started doing your videos, it would take you longer, and you would labor more. But when you just said, this is what I am, again, you kept covenant. I talked about that a while, one of the podcasts. You just keep covenant. This is what I'm feel led to do. Follow what you feel led to do that admonishes, that encourages people, that ministers to people. And when you do that, that's the voice of the Lord. If we hear more of God's voice coming through us, then we do hearing God's voice coming to us, because God is not on the outside. He's on the inside.
Wow.
And we used to say that little thing, he's greater on the inside than on the outside. And remember, this is the greatest day of your life, Lene.
Yes, it is.
Love you, baby. Thanks so much, doll, for being with me here today. Always love it when my daughter is here to share with me. And I pray this ministered to you in some way or many ways. And remember, stay strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The word of the Lord is in your mouth. It's close to you. When you open it, it will come out. When you trust God that his word is in you and not coming to you, you'll hear God speak through you. And that is a real confidence builder in who he is in you. God bless you. Until next time.